Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, May 16, 2025.
Trump's tax bill faces Republican challenges. President Donald Trump's ambitious tax bill is running into significant opposition in Washington, D.C. Hardline conservatives are insisting on deeper cuts to Medicaid for low-income Americans in exchange for their support during a crucial vote. House Budget Committee Chairman Jody Arrington has warned that this dissent could delay the vote. The proposed tax bill could add trillions to the national debt, which currently stands at $36.2 trillion, with estimates suggesting the tax cuts could cost around $3.72 trillion over the next decade. The Republican caucus is split into three factions: moderates pushing for an increase in the federal deduction for state and local taxes, hardliners demanding larger SALT deductions through deeper Medicaid cuts, and other moderates looking to limit Medicaid reductions. Representatives Ralph Norman and Andrew Clyde have publicly rejected the current legislation, while House Speaker Mike Johnson remains hopeful that a vote will still happen next week. Meanwhile, Trump is expected to return from the Middle East, where he may address these internal conflicts and rally support for his tax agenda.
Estonia reports Russian fighter jet incursion. On May 15, 2025, tensions escalated when a Russian fighter jet briefly entered NATO airspace over the Baltic Sea. This occurred during an operation to stop the unflagged oil tanker Jaguar, suspected of violating Western sanctions. The tanker, recently added to a UK sanctions list, ignored requests from Estonian authorities while sailing in international waters between Estonia and Finland. In response, Russia sent a fighter jet to assess the situation, crossing into NATO airspace for nearly 1 minute. Estonian Foreign Minister Margus Tsahkna spoke to reporters in Turkey, stressing the seriousness of the incident and warning that attempts to stop Russian ships are seen as provocations. Western nations have accused Russia of using aging oil tankers to evade sanctions imposed after its invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Despite these sanctions, Russia continues to export millions of barrels of oil daily to countries like China and India, often using complex ownership structures to bypass regulations. This incident highlights the ongoing geopolitical tensions in the Baltic region, where Estonia plays a crucial role in monitoring Russian activities.
India calls for IAEA oversight of Pakistan's nuclear weapons. India's Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has urged the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, to monitor Pakistan's nuclear weapons. This request follows a serious military clash between India and Pakistan, sparked by India's airstrikes on alleged terrorist camps in Pakistan after an attack in Indian-administered Kashmir that killed 26 people. Pakistan has denied these claims and condemned India's actions. This conflict marks the most intense military engagement between the two nuclear-armed nations in nearly 30 years, rooted in their long-standing tensions over Kashmir. Singh expressed concern about nuclear weapons being controlled by a dangerous country. In response, Pakistan's foreign ministry criticized Singh, suggesting it reflects India's insecurity about Pakistan's military strength. Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has shown openness to peace talks, emphasizing the need for dialogue to tackle terrorism. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump, during a visit to Qatar, indicated that the dispute had been resolved and encouraged both nations to focus on trade instead of conflict. The IAEA's involvement could be crucial for reducing tensions and ensuring nuclear safety in South Asia, as both countries have agreed to extend a ceasefire. However, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi warned that India would respond decisively to any future attacks from Pakistan, highlighting the ongoing risk of renewed conflict.
Investigation into Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine timing. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is looking into Pfizer Incorporated after former executive Philip Dormitzer claimed the company may have delayed releasing clinical trial results for its COVID-19 vaccine to influence the 2020 presidential election. Dormitzer, who led the vaccine's development during Donald Trump's presidency, insists his comments were misunderstood. Pfizer, in partnership with BioNTech, announced successful vaccine results on November 9, 2020, just after Joe Biden's election victory. The company has denied any connection between the timing of its announcement and the election. This investigation follows reports from the Wall Street Journal in March 2025 about Dormitzer's remarks. After leaving Pfizer for GSK PLC in 2021, Dormitzer expressed concerns about being investigated by the Trump administration and sought to relocate to Canada in November 2024. The committee has reached out to Dormitzer for more information and requested his participation in an interview.
Oil prices plunge amid U.S.-Iran deal talks. Oil prices took a nosedive of over 2% on May 15, 2025, as talks on a possible nuclear deal between the United States and Iran progressed, raising hopes for more crude oil on the global market. This drop coincided with mixed results on Wall Street, where major stock indexes showed varied performances. Meanwhile, European shares bounced back, lifted by strong corporate earnings, and gold prices climbed over 1%, reflecting investor reactions to the shifting economic landscape. Recent data revealed an unexpected fall in U.S. producer prices for April, alongside mixed retail sales figures, signaling uncertainty in consumer spending. U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell emphasized the need to rethink monetary policy regarding jobs and inflation during a two-day conference. In geopolitical news, Russian President Vladimir Putin declined a meeting proposal with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Turkey, dimming hopes for a peace agreement. Brent crude oil prices fell by more than 2%, as U.S. President Donald Trump, currently on a Middle East tour, hinted that Iran was close to an agreement. BNP Paribas economist Paul Hollingsworth noted that the drop in oil prices heightened existing worries about deflation in Europe, where concerns about U.S. tariffs continue to loom.
FBI warns of AI impersonation threats. The FBI has issued a crucial warning about a growing threat. Criminals are using artificial intelligence to mimic senior U.S. officials. These deceptive tactics involve sending misleading text and voice messages to trick government employees into revealing their personal account information. On May 15, 2025, the FBI highlighted the serious risks of these impersonation schemes, which can lead to further targeting of other officials and their associates. Often, these messages build trust before directing victims to a hacker control platform to steal login details. Just months earlier, in December 2024, the FBI cautioned about the dangers of AI in facilitating fraud and extortion. As AI technology evolves, the urgency for cybersecurity grows. Everyone is urged to stay vigilant, adopt protective measures like two-factor authentication, and be cautious with unexpected messages. What would you do if you received a suspicious message from someone you trust? Stay informed and protect yourself.
Walmart's Q1 earnings report. Walmart Incorporated, a top U.S. retail giant, shared a mixed bag of financial results for its first quarter ending April 30, 2025. The company reported over $165 billion in revenue, a 2.5% rise from last year, but fell short of analysts' expectations of $165.84 billion. Adjusted earnings per share reached 61 cents, beating the forecast of 58 cents. However, net income dropped to $4.49 billion, down from $5.10 billion a year earlier, highlighting ongoing challenges with rising costs. CEO Doug McMillon expressed worries about high tariffs affecting prices, stating they are too steep for Walmart and its suppliers to handle. CFO John David Rainey echoed these concerns, noting unprecedented cost increases. Walmart expects noticeable price hikes starting in late May and continuing into June, driven by tariffs on imports from China, Mexico, and Vietnam. Despite these pressures, the company saw a 4.5% increase in same-store sales, mainly from its grocery segment. Walmart is maintaining its full-year sales growth guidance of 3.5% to 4.5%, but has not updated profit forecasts due to ongoing trade policy uncertainty.
Israeli airstrikes in Gaza result in tragic loss of life. On May 15, 2025, devastating Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip led to the deaths of at least 85 people, including many women and children. The strikes primarily hit homes and tents in Khan Yunis. Among the victims was journalist Hassan Samour, who worked for the Hamas-run Aqsa radio station and tragically lost 11 family members in the attack. the Israeli military reported targeting over 100 locations linked to militant groups in Gaza in recent days. This surge in violence is part of Israel's ongoing offensive against Hamas, following attacks in 2023. In Jabalia, another strike on the Al-Taba medical clinic resulted in at least 15 more fatalities. Hamas accused Israel of negotiating a ceasefire while continuing its military actions. On the same day, Palestinians remembered the Nakba, a day that marks the mass displacement during the 1948 Arab-Israeli War. A resident, Ahmed Hamad, expressed that the current situation feels even worse than the Nakba, describing a relentless cycle of violence and displacement.
Meta delays behemoth AI model launch. Meta is hitting the brakes on the launch of its behemoth AI model, originally set for April 2025. The company is concerned about the model's capabilities, as engineers are struggling to enhance its performance compared to earlier versions. This has raised doubts among staff about whether a public release is justified. The new target has now shifted to June 2025, with the possibility of a later release in fall 2025, reflecting uncertainty about the model's readiness. The behemoth AI model is part of Meta's ongoing effort to push the boundaries of artificial intelligence, following the debut of other models like Llama 4. This delay could impact Meta's position in the competitive AI market, highlighting how crucial it is to ensure that AI systems are reliable before they go public. What does this mean for the future of AI?
NATO's new defense spending target. On May 16, 2025, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio revealed that NATO member countries are set to agree on a bold new defense spending target of 5% of their gross domestic product over the next decade. This announcement came during his appearance on Fox News Hannity. The NATO summit is scheduled for June 24th to 25th, 2025, in the Netherlands, where leaders will finalize discussions on this agreement. Rubio pointed out that many NATO members are already nearing or exceeding the current 2% GDP target, with some expected to surpass 4% before the summit. Germany has confirmed it met the 2% target for defense spending in 2024, highlighting ongoing talks about fair contributions among allies. This push for increased spending reflects rising global security challenges and emphasizes a need for international cooperation in defense.
Meta's antitrust trial, a showdown in Washington, D.C. Meta Platforms Incorporated, the parent company of Facebook, is in the spotlight as it faces an antitrust trial brought by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, or FTC. This high-stakes trial kicked off on April 14, 2025, in Washington, D.C., where the FTC claims that Meta is maintaining an illegal monopoly in the social media market. They argue that Meta's acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp were aimed at eliminating competition. In response, Meta insists that the FTC lacks solid evidence, pointing out that WhatsApp had no plans to compete as a social network and that Instagram thrived after its acquisition. The FTC aims to show that Meta's actions stifled new competitors. The outcome of this trial could reshape social media regulations. If Judge James Boasberg finds Meta guilty of monopolistic practices, it may lead to further legal actions to determine the next steps. This case highlights the intense scrutiny facing big tech companies and their influence on the market.
Strengthening ties. Albanese's visit to Indonesia. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese recently visited Jakarta to meet with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. This meeting, following Albanese's re-election on May 3, aims to boost economic and military cooperation between Australia and Indonesia, two close neighbors in Southeast Asia. Albanese emphasized that this partnership is vital for Australia, especially as Indonesia is expected to become the fifth largest economy in the world by the end of the decade. They also discussed regional security, particularly Indonesia's rejection of Russia's proposal for a military base in Papua, highlighting the need for defense collaboration amid U.S.-China tensions. In 2022, Australia and Indonesia signed a significant military partnership agreement to facilitate joint activities. Albanese believes this collaboration is essential for shared prosperity and security. after the Jakarta meeting, he plans to travel to Rome for the inauguration of Pope Leo XIV.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.